Hello, loves. Are you ready to embark on a soul-stirring adventure? If you are, hell yes. If not, well, get ready, babes. Because at Love Lighthouse, we are all about starting the transformative journey of healing and awakening to the true you. So let's go. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Love Lighthouse, the show that adds love and light to your life. I am your host, Jen Suliafu. Today's episode, the purpose and intention of today's episode is to empower you. To empower you mamas and daddies out there as parents, because this journey that we're on, we have to help each other out. We have to stick together as parents. And the topic we're going into today is the influences on our children. And it can feel overwhelming at times. It can feel really overwhelming when you look at all of the things coming at our children. And there's different ways to handle this. We can either just completely ignore it, put our head in the sand, and be very detached from what our children are dealing with in today's world. Hopefully you're already thinking to yourself, well, I don't want to do that. Or, you know, number two, another way we can deal with it is we can become very obsessed and upset and worried and angry and be overbearing and put a lot of parameters on our children that are unrealistic because they are children being raised in the year of 2023. And if we go too extreme to that other side, that can also be a nightmare. We don't want to do that, right? So that other option, and I'm sure there's many more, but with me and what I'm always guiding my clients to do is for us to not go too extreme on either side and to stay more in kind of dance in the middle of those extremes to where we are having some sort of balance in our life. Okay. It's not about being totally 100% balanced, but trying to be aware of what's happening and what our children are dealing with, what the influences they have that are affecting their lives, but not being crazy about it, not letting it consume you and really worry you, because that isn't going to help us. That's going to actually hinder and hurt us. And we don't want to do that either. So this topic has been, of course, on my mind. I'm raising two teenagers over here, you guys. I'm in the thick of it with many of you. If you have children, maybe you have grandchildren and your children are born and raised out of the home, or maybe you have small children. This episode, I wish I would have heard it when I was even younger and my children were even younger, because having small children and understanding and being on your toes is really good and very beneficial and powerful. But I want to start out with this story of what happened with me the other day. I was bebopping down the road with my daughter. I was driving down the road and she had her music on. Now, here's a tip. Let your children listen to their music in the car. And the reason that you want to do that is because our job as parents are to get into our children's world. They're not going to come to us and be like, hey, mom, I want you to pay more attention to the information I'm consuming in my life. That's just not going to happen. You've got to be the master of the ship. You've got to be the one that is assertive, on your toes, and paying attention to your kids' lives, right? It's interesting because we've got these different generations. And when I look back on my parents' generation, their generation was a lot about like get up and work from sunup to sundown. My father was raised on a farm. It was a lot of work, 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 but they also had, it was the Leave It to Beaver days too, where they spent a lot of time together as families. And then you go to my generation, and my generation was more of like, there was a major disconnect with parents and their children, because many times kids were out till wee hours of the night, you know, out till late. You couldn't get a hold of your kids. They would go play until it got dark and then wander in. And there were a lot of parents that were working, and kids would just get themselves home and pull out their house key and get themselves into the house, make themselves some macaroni and cheese. You had these different generations. Well, this generation for my kids is very different than that. It's more so where it's like, we want to be with our kids. We kind of are hovering our kids. We now know what their locations are. We always know where they're at. And if they don't answer their phone, then we're like, hey, we're looking up their location. And it's harder for kids to get away with things in that sense. But there's a major disconnect still with parents and their children, because we don't understand a lot of things. We don't understand a lot of things going on in their world. I don't necessarily, well, not even necessarily, I don't understand TikTok. I don't understand Snapchat. I don't understand a lot of things that my child can be in my space, but I still can, right under my nose, not know what's going on in their world unless I am being assertive and trying to get into their world. So our job as parents is to do just that, but get in there, pay attention, start paying attention and seeing what's happening in our children's world. And going back to, I'm bebopping down the road driving with my daughter, and she's got her playlist on, and this song sounds great. It's like nice tune, all the things, right? And she's singing word for word to it. And as I'm listening to the words, and I've actually heard this song before, but I didn't pay such close attention as I did the other day. But as I'm listening to this song, it's a very popular artist with the teenagers' generation right now. And the song goes a little something like this. I killed my boyfriend. I'm about to kill his girlfriend. And I'd rather be in jail than be alone. Some of you have probably heard this song, or your kids might be listening and they know exactly who I'm talking about. And then it goes on, and maybe I'm getting a couple of the words wrong, but you get the gist. Then it goes on at the very end of the song. It says, I killed my boyfriend. I would rather be in jail, or no, sorry, I'd rather be in hell than be alone. Now, me as a life coach, someone who really has people pay attention to conditioning, pay attention to what are the words they're absorbing, what are the things they're thinking, what are they singing along to, what are they saying, what are they witnessing, what are they focusing on? That all adds up, right? It adds up over time to create either an unhealthy person or a healthy person. They're all contributors. I'm not saying that you can listen to a song one time or one person and it's going to completely change your life either way. It's not going to do much if you do this one time or even a handful of times. But over and over and over again, they add up. They're small tweaks, right? So this song was very disempowering. I was like, oh my gosh. I said to my daughter, I go, whoa. And here I am trying to be breezy. I'm trying to play it cool, because if you way overreact, then it's not good. You're just going to shut off that communication and they're just going to think, my mom cannot relate to me. She is crazy town. And I can't listen to any of my music around her because she way overreacts. You don't want to do that. You got to be cool. You got to play it cool. You got to be breezy. But I also want to empower my daughter by having her pay attention. I want to plant some seeds. I know I don't always handle things right. I know that. But as I was listening to the song, I go, geez, honey, I go, I'd rather be in jail than be alone. I'd rather be in hell than be alone. And I kind of like repeated those back to her and kind of just pointed it out. And I was like, that's not a very empowering message. And she was just like, oh, mom, and rolled her eyes, right? I dropped it at that because I realized that I planted the seed. That's all I needed to do. And now she's smart enough to at least recognize that the next time she's singing it, to go, oh, this is what I'm singing. And I don't want to be disempowered. I don't have to have my worth by being with someone else, which is to me what the message of the song is. So this is just one example. There are so many messages that are coming at our children and that they are singing over and over and over again. And when you get the headphones in, right, you've got the headphones and then you've got this conditioning that they're absorbing with the headphones, where they're solely focused on that music in their headphones. I use headphones all the time to reprogram my mind, to take out old conditioning that I don't like, that I don't want, and plant new seeds. And so I many times listen to things on my headphones first thing in the morning. If I'm meditating, sometimes I'll use the headphones as I'm going to sleep at night. It's a big part of hypnosis, of programming, reprogramming your mind, of conditioning. So you can use it to your benefit, but you can also, on autopilot, use it to your demise and not realize it. And so that is something to just point out to your children. If you hear a very disempowering message, don't freak out, don't yell, don't tell them they can never listen to it again. Don't villainize that artist that is their favorite, but plant some seeds. Just maybe like, hey, honey, did you hear what you just sang? Did you hear what they just said? Do you like that message? And then maybe you just shrug your arms, you know, your shoulders, and now you're like, you've planted that seed. And that our children are brilliant. They're smart. They know. And so many times, if you don't make it a fight, if you don't go too extreme, then they will start to pay attention. They will actually, you know, respect you for that. And they'll start to maybe make different choices with their songs. Unfortunately, I don't feel like there's a lot of popular leaders in the music industry. And I say popular because, you know, the music that gets sold is a lot of, or people that make it, stars that make it, they have a lot of disempowering messages. And to me, when you are an artist and you know there are a lot of children that are going to be singing these messages over and over and over again, it is really unfortunate that there's not more leaders that know that these children are going to be repeating these songs and that they can take them down that road into disempowerment, fear, sadness, pain, or they can take them more on a road of empowerment, of joy, of standing strong. I was actually just talking to one of my clients the other day about this because he is a musician, and it was great to hear his point of view because he said, Jen, you know, I understand what you're saying, but he goes, I look at it differently. He says, first off, I'm not a father, so I can't relate to what you're thinking as far as a parent. But he was talking about how music and those messages for him have been, I forgot the word he used, but he basically said like a place of someone understanding his pain, of being able to relate to that artist, and that there was some healing that occurred, a lot of healing that occurred for him in that sense. And I think that's great. And I understand that. I know that my older son has told me that too. He's like, Mom, you don't get it. You don't understand when it comes to music and people singing about their pain, how healing that is and how important that is. I mean, I do understand that part, but I also realize the damage that can occur when someone sings those messages and absorbs those messages on a regular basis, and how that can really add up and bring them into a dark place that is sometimes hard to get out of. Hey guys, if you are enjoying today's podcast, I invite you to come and be a part of my tribe. We go deeper into all of these kinds of topics, You can find out all the details at awakenwithjen.com. I will also drop the link in the show notes. I can't wait to see you there, and let's grow together. And so being able to just pay attention as parents, first and foremost, I think is a big one. Listen to your kids' music when you're in the car, let them play their music. And that way that you can get into their world and take note, just pay attention. What are the words they're singing? What is the messages they're singing? If your kids are listening to headphones every once in a while, you know, maybe you walk over to them. My son was doing the dishes and he had on in headphones, and I walked over to him and I heard him singing something that I was like, stopped me in my tracks. I'm like, what did you just say? And I tapped him on the shoulder and I go, hey, honey, who are you listening to? And I don't remember the name of the guy now. And he just put his phone up and he goes, so-and-so, you know? And I was like, okay. So I look up this artist. See, I didn't stop there. I looked up the artist of like, what song is he singing? What is the messaging here? Maybe I just heard a piece of it and I'm not getting the full picture. So let me look up the lyrics. Let me see these things, because it's all right there under our nose, at our fingertips. And all we have to do is start to pay attention and get into our children's world, because it's all there. All you need is a name of an artist and to be able to look up all their lyrics. And that is the beauty of today's world, is we have all of the information right there. But guess what? Most parents are not paying attention. And I have definitely been there. And there's things that happen that I miss the ball on, because there's a lot going on in life. We're pulled every which way. There is a lot to pay attention to. So I am not saying that I pay attention to everything I should or could. But my message to you today is a message I need, and that's been on my mind and my heart. And so it's surely been on other people's mind and heart, because we're all parents raising our children in the year 2023. And there's challenges that come with that, with technology and not understanding all these new platforms and just the time and so much coming at us all at once, right? It's like, as soon as you may learn a platform, maybe you take the time to learn how Snapchat operates. Well, by the time you understand it, there will be another platform out, another Be Real, another, you know, TikTok, another something else, which I do find it interesting that TikTok, that just even the name of it, TikTok, TikTok, I'm like, you're TikToking your life away. The time that people spend on TikTok, and they're just TikToking their life away, right? Interesting. Now, I know there's good things about it. I know there's a lot of entertainment, and I know it's a space of creativity. All of these things can be empowering, but they also can be very disempowering, because you can literally TikTok your life away, and it can happen right under your nose and not even realize it. So allow your children to listen to their music. Every once in a while, pop over, ask them what they're listening to. Maybe put a headphone in your ear if you're like, hey, what did you just sing, or what are you listening to? And start to pay attention to that. Get on their TikTok account and see who are they following or who's following them, which that one I know can be very overwhelming. What are their favorite movies? What are the shows they're watching? All of these things are ways for you to understand where your child's at. When your kid's in the car, turn the radio down a little bit or the stereo down a little bit and listen to their conversations. What are they talking about? You can learn a lot about other children. You can learn about your child based on the kids they hang out with. What are the kids talking about? What are they like? Are they polite? Are they mean? Are they talking about other friends? Like, these are all clues for you to understand where your kid's at, you know, when they need to be pulled in close, for you to pay more attention to them, to love on them more, to teach them, to guide them. Yeah. Parenting is not for the faint of heart. I say that all the time because it is true. It is such an honor, such a challenge at times as well, right? And so you're not alone. But I think the key is just to not put so much pressure. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. That's not why I am doing this episode. It isn't to make you feel like there's no hope or that it's so scary for the messages coming at your kids. But here's something that helps me, and I'm sure it will help. Hopefully it will help you too. I want you to realize, because this is another conversation I had with a mom. I was like, you know, all these things are happening, but what about us? And she was like, oh yeah. Do you remember this song and that song? And we were reminiscing about all these songs that we were jamming to nonstop, singing word for word, and how disempowering those were. And we think we turned out okay. Maybe we don't. Maybe we didn't. We just don't know it. But it always puts things into perspective when you see stuff like that. It reminds me of a conversation I was having with my girlfriends years ago. This was like probably 10 years ago. And we were talking about how girls at that time were starting to send, you know, nudes to different boys. And that one of my girlfriends was talking about how her son got this picture. And she was just like shocked, and how we had now turned into those ladies with the hands on our hip that was like, oh my gosh, these kids these days, you know, where you always vowed that you would never turn into that mom. And now here you are. Well, as we were having that conversation, I go, you guys, yeah, I get it. And that's not good to be like sending, you know, nude pictures back and forth. Because of course, that conversation about that girl sending a nude pic went into a whole nother conversation about all the, you know, the opposite of the guys sending the girls pictures and all the things. And everybody had a story. And we're just shaking our heads, you know, as moms with these kids these days. And then it dawned on me, and I said, you guys, I know that sounds really terrible, but think about us. Like, instead of kids sending pictures to us, we were like, who knows where, at whose house, and our moms didn't even know. They didn't even know where to start, how to find us. And we were actually physically in the space with the boy or the girl, and it possibly being a worse situation. So yes, there are challenges. Yes, there is good and there's not so good. But at the end of the day, if our kids know we're paying attention, trying to get into their world, if we have a strong foundation, if we talk to them about things, if we have that connection and that line of communication open, if we look our kids in the eyes on, you know, a daily basis, if we give our kids hugs. I heard recently, and I've heard this before, but 7 hugs a day is what a human needs. And so if you can touch your kid, you know, give them a hug, give them a high five, hold their hand 7 times a day, that is really, really beneficial. They've done studies, and that is really beneficial to their development and their mental health. And not only your children, but also your spouse and your friends, and just that interaction and being that light and that support to others is life-changing and profound. So anyways, hope you got some good nuggets from this podcast. I talk about this kind of information all the time. We go deeper into these kinds of topics in my Awaken group. So if you have not checked it out, check it out. I will drop the link in the show notes. It's a beautiful tribe where we learn and grow together. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe button. Drop me a comment in the link below of what are you dealing with? Are you relating to this? Maybe you just want to say an amen because you hear me, you feel me, you're dealing with the same thing. So much love to you all. Have a fabulous week, and bye for now. Mwah. If this podcast means something to you, it would mean so much to us if you would be willing to take 30 seconds to do these 3 things. First, can you please follow or subscribe to Love Lighthouse? Following helps you because you'll never miss an episode, and it helps us because we won't miss you. To do this, just go to the Love Lighthouse show page on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and then just tap the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner or click on follow. This is the most important thing you can do for Love Lighthouse. While you're there, if you'd be willing to give us a 5-star rating and review, and then share this episode with someone you love. Thank you so much, dear. I'll see you next time.